Hi, this is Funny Lady Life. I'm Daddy St. James, and I'm with my husband, Larry St. James.
Hello.
We want to tell you about a situation that happened. And, you know, if we could laugh at ourselves, Larry. We laugh at ourselves, right? If something happens.
Yeah, sure do.
All right.
Or so, in this case, at each other.
Right. So, you know, Larry's has a part-time job at the local community college. And he is really wanting a full-time position. And sometimes you have to schmooze.
Oh, I'm bucking for it, baby. Yeah.
Right. So they had a mixer at the school, and they welcomed spouses. And Larry thought he would take me because I am charismatic. You know, I always look good with the hair, the makeup, and, you know,
and,
my wigs.
You are my spouse, yeah, so.
Right. Plus, I'm charismatic, Larry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you got it going on there.
Right. So, you know, Larry had thought maybe they were going to have like wine or cheese or something. And we got there and they had like bowls of like chips and pretzels, Snickers, the M&Ms.
All of which, of course, you're aware of.
Of course. And yeah. I was a little peckish. I have to say I was hungry.
Yeah, pecking like a chicken. Yeah.
So while Larry was around, you know, talking to his friends that he works with, I was helping myself to a couple snacks.
Yeah, a couple 2, 3, 25, sure.
Right.
Yeah.
So when Larry had brought over the chair of the department, the English department, I didn't realize that, well, why don't you just say what happened, Larry?
Well, if I must, if it's okay with you, if
Go
we
ahead.
Talk openly about this.
I just said laugh at ourselves.
Let's just say Junk Food Jane here was, you know, going at it a little bit there, you know? She sees, she likes, she eats, I guess, with that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, I think it was, John or whatever that you came over to meet, and you had a little bit of, I don't know, was it chips or something, crumbs on your shelf there?
Yeah.
You know? So, I was like, you know, doing a little brush motion on my chest, like I had an itch or something, and looking at you. And you, what did you say? What are you, an orangutan? You said something like you weren't getting it. You know, I was just like,
I didn't know there was anything on my.
But yeah, there was Crumville on the shelf. Yeah,
yeah.
But, oh well.
So you know, I was enjoying myself with the chocolate because I like chocolate.
Yes, and then what happened next? I think it was. Was it that Christine that I wanted you to meet or whatever? And you smiled nice and big there. And I don't know, was that a little bit of Snickers between the front teeth there or something like that? Or I think they were covering an incisor. It was covering an incisor altogether.
I didn't know.
Give you the old brown tooth look there, you know? And like,
I didn't.
Oh, she's just been eating chocolate. She's not missing a tooth, you know? It's, you know.
She surprised me. I was. Enjoy.
Yeah, thank
chocolate.
God you licked it off there. Yeah, yeah. Then you were trying to smile at her the whole rest of the night. Look, see, I don't have a brown tooth. Yeah, that was, yeah, I'm sure you left a lasting impression.
It's one thing to come up to me before you introduce me to somebody and say, you know what, Dot? You have something on your tooth. Go to the bathroom.
Why
no,
should I have to just do that? Not everybody's a junk food, Jane. I mean, we're responsible for our own, like, not having, like, chocolate gobbed onto our teeth or chips on our chest or...
That stuff was there. You were talking to
it
all
was
your
there,
friends.
And now it's everywhere, right? Okay.
Yeah. So then the worst was, if that wasn't even the worst, okay? So the, I don't know, is it the president of the school, the big wig at the school or whatever, comes over and he hands me his hand? Is that how you say it, Larry?
He offered his hand to shake your hand. You shook his hand, right?
Yes,
you shook his hand,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did.
And everything seemed okay.
Right.
And then I couldn't have been more than 5 minutes later. I'm talking to him, and I see that he's got, you know, chocolate on his suit.
Yeah.
Like, what would you call that? I don't know. What's it, a lapel or something? I don't know.
Yeah, chocolate.
He had chocolate suit there going on or whatever. And
because I had chocolate on my hand. I didn't even realize I had chocolate. Again, he came up to me spontaneously and gave me his hand. I didn't even realize I had chocolate on my hand. It was too late. What was I going to say?
Well,
I can't shake your hand.
We didn't know for sure. But anyway, long story short, this is how I came up with the fact of this man's expensive suit now had chocolate on it. Because he certainly wasn't... junk food Joe-ing it and eating all the stuff or whatever. No. So I can only imagine after I saw your father with the chocolate on it that you shook his hand, it got in his hand, he touched his suit, yada, yada, yada. Now he's trying to figure out how he gets chocolate on his suit. Meanwhile, you're walking around with chocolate on your face.
Right.
End of story.
So anyway, so Larry has not gotten the full-time job yet.
Yeah, I wonder why.
Let's see what happens. So this is just an experience we had and we wanted to share it. Thank you so much for listening.
Take that Snickers out of your pocket.
Life. Bye.
Bye-bye.